ESPN 107.3 presents the Mid-Mo Smoke Show with expert advice from the pitmaster, Lyle Quast, owner of the Ring of Fire Barbecue in Sullivan on ESPN 107.3.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3 in beautiful Rolla, Missouri. I am your host, the pitmaster Lyle Quast, owner and operator of Ring of Fire Barbecue, food truck, and catering in Sullivan. And as usual, in the studio is my co-host and producer, is Collard Fisher. And you can join us every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. right here on Mid-Mo's ESPN 107.3 or online at ESPN1073.com to listen to any of our previous shows. You have something you'd like to add to the show, just give us a call, 573-364-1045, or text us at 573-BBQ-BBQ-9. And this first segment of the Mid-Mo Smoke Show is brought to you by the Peterson Oil and Asphalt, family-owned and filling propane in Sullivan surrounding areas since 1934. You can now pre-order, or no, I guess the pre-order is over, and working with Peterson Oil is a blast.
You can still order your propane.
You can order it anytime,
and
yes.
I imagine you might want to.
And with today's temperatures, it's a good idea to have that tank full.
Yeah, certainly. So, like we said, if you want to give us a shout, you can call us at our numbers or send us a text to BBQBBQ9. But I have an exciting announcement that I have finally gotten around to sort of sorting out the Mid-Mo Smoke Show Twitter account. And if you follow us at Mid-Mo Smoke Show, you can also tweet us. We've also got the hashtag Mid-Mo Smoke Show, and you can reach out to us through there, and we'll try to engage.
Absolutely. And we love talking to our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm going to kind of let the cat out of the bag a little bit today. We have got one whale of a show.
Mm-hmm.
In our second segment, we are going to be visiting with Tuffy Stone, the professor of barbecue,
yeah,
I guess you call him.
Man.
We did an interview with him up at the Royal. And then when we get done there, we are going to have David Bosca from Butch's Barbecue. We're going to have him call in and talk to us.
We're calling him, technically.
Well, we're going to call him. But he was gracious enough. We already contacted him. He said he would come on and talk about how his success at the Royal and the Jack Daniel's World Championship went. So you may want to really, you know, stay with us. Keep that smoker going and the beer handy and enjoy what you're going to hear.
Yep.
And I'm real excited about this. And Colin and I were talking before we went on the air that he finally went down and bought him some Smithfield ribs.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, I'm excited to try those out. They look really good.
They are really good. They're really nice and thick and everything. And,
yep.
You know, as we found out up there at the Royal, Smithfield is a big sponsor of a lot of the competitors up there.
Yeah, they make a lot of what happened at the Royal possible.
Absolutely. And so, you know, and folks, I'm going to tell you, you go out, get you some Smithfield ribs, some yummy tummy barbecue sauce.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's my plan. I'm going to be using the 3-2-1 recipe from the TraegerGrills.com, and then rather than their suggested sauce, I went down to Cooking from Scratch the other week and grabbed myself some Yummy Tummy Original.
There you go.
And this past weekend, for Halloween and whatnot, just for lunch, I went and grilled some chicken breasts, and turned out really well, nice and smoky, but I finished those off with that Yummy Tummy Original.
Right.
Holy cow, this was some good chicken.
That's some good stuff, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And that Inferno's just as good on there.
Right. I wish I could have found some Inferno, especially for these ribs, although I got a feeling, you know, me and my dad, we'd love some Inferno on there, but everyone else I'm feeding, like my girlfriend,
yeah,
she probably wouldn't appreciate the surprise.
Well, that's the way, you know, around my house, but, you know, I got both of them on hand, so
mm-hmm.
I can do the ribs the way I want to, because
yeah.
I love doing beef ribs.
Yeah. So, you know, speaking of beef ribs, we were talking a few weeks ago about that kosher barbecue competition that was going on. Well, the results for that are in, and they overall was a 670 from Meat Candy. And I went ahead, and they took first in the chicken, the brisket, and the turkey. The only thing they didn't have was beef ribs, where they took fourth. And, you know, with a kosher competition, I imagine these folks know how to do some brisket.
Yes.
And so I went ahead and looked up Team Meat Candy, and you can find them on Facebook. And one of the cool things that I thought was that one of their T-shirts on the back has Team Meat Candy translated into Hebrew.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
So you got everything going right there then.
Yeah, there was another Sephardi Q and Sephardi trying to find them. Sephardi is a type of rabbi.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah, I think that would have been one that would be really interesting to see because, like we mentioned, they had the brisket and the chicken, but then they did beef ribs instead of pork ribs, and then they had turkey. And so these teams are probably really good at turkey.
Well, you know, maybe we'll have to put that on our calendar next year, go down there and
yeah,
check it out.
Yeah, certainly
know?
Be interesting to check out. And then I was just looking through the results and looked for the highest score, and there was a 710.89 overall at the Guts Glory Ram Barbecue Showdown. Any guess as to who turned that in?
Who's that?
Your boys down at Shake and Bake.
No kid.
Yep. They took the pork ribs. They were third in the pork, and they took brisket, and then they were third in chicken. But, so, and that was the thing is, even in the ones where they didn't take first, you know, it was a 177.7 for first on chicken, a 176.56. It appears they were tied.
Oh, wow.
For second and third for chicken because they were both 176.56.
Well, you know, you stop and think that a perfect score is a 180.
Yeah, they had two of those on pork.
And if you're going to score perfect in each category, that gives you a 720.
Mm-hmm.
So they scored what? Was it a 711?
Just about, yeah.
They're nine points from being completely perfect.
Yeah, the top two scores on pork. So they got third in pork, and the only two teams that beat them got perfect.
Well, yeah, so.
So.
You can't beat that.
Right. It was. That was a really hard-hitting competition.
And where was that competition at?
That was in Lebanon.
Okay. Yeah. That's not that far away
no.
from here.
Yeah.
But. You know, them guys at Shake and Bake, they know what they're doing, though.
Oh, certainly.
You know, we got lucky enough to meet them when we went to Washington and stuff, mm-hmm. and they were just, I mean, an awesome team to interview. They had their buddies there, and we had so much fun with them. I'd like to get them back on the show.
Oh, for sure.
And, you know, talk with them.
Yeah, and so in other news, I was doing, you know, a bit of research because we got Tuffy Stone coming on, and
right.
you guys may remember a while back we did our episode on Q science,
right.
the sort of science aspect of barbecue, and in a little bit of research for that coming up, I found this app called the Pit Pal Barbecue app, and it sounds familiar. I think I've seen it before, but essentially what this will do is I believe you can hook this up to either Wi-Fi or Bluetooth, I'm not exactly sure, but you can use some temperature probes, put them in your different grills, and it'll all go to your smartphone.
So oh,
you
no
can,
kidding.
Yeah, so you can look down and see what all four of your meats, where they are on the temp and all that kind of stuff. It'll graph it out, and the idea is to give you that consistency and that data so that you can record it and see exactly, all right, here's exactly what temperature it was at what time and where it was and those sorts of things. And I imagine you can get some really useful info from that data.
You know, with all this talk about video games and stuff come out, I am really shocked there ain't been out for barbecue.
Yeah, you know
where
what?
You can figure out, you know, and do like a competition across the nation where they can hook up like they do with poker games and all that.
Yeah, you know what? There may be something to that.
That would be a blast to actually play.
Yeah.
Especially since we have somewhat of a little bit of a knowledge, you know.
Sure.
And,
you know what? Mid-Mo Smoke Show should get an app.
I'm thinking so. And then we could start a little competition going, you know.
Yeah.
Like what is it, fantasy football?
Mm-hmm.
We can do fantasy barbecue.
Yeah, I'll bet you could.
You know, you could get these big stars, Rich and Bunny.
Oh, for sure.
You know, Tuffy Stone, Melissa Cookston. Each one picks out a team and see what they come up with.
Yeah, I feel like some gambling on barbecue might be
That might be a lot of fun.
Yeah, certainly. Especially if you weren't necessarily doing money, if you did like beer or meat.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Or a party at the end.
For sure. It's
all the losing teams have to get together and cook for the winning team. That would be fun. And that way we could, keep Matt in touch too, because, even though.
I imagine we get that many people cooking good barbecue, he might just smell it and come down on his own.
That's highly possible, have check out the competition.
I feel like Matt doesn't even need to smell it. He can just hear a disturbance in the force or something. He's just someone's cooking.
Well, yeah, and then he's got to break out them drums. All right, well, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And coming up in segment two, we are going to be talking with Tuffy Stone. And so make sure you stay tuned to us at 107.3 ESPN. And you're listening to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show. I'm Lyle Quast, and we'll be right back.
Now, the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3.
For weeks afterwards, there are flecks of meat in my mustache, and I refuse to clean it because every now and then, a piece of meat will fall into my mouth.
Hey, welcome back to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3. This segment is brought to you by Huddle House in Cuba, home of the Huddle Up Rewards Program. So huddle up and hurry into your Cuba Huddle House today, any meal, anytime. And we're at a part of our show where Colin and I went to the Royal. And folks, let me tell you, class is spelled BBQ because every one of these people that we asked to interview, they were right there and did it. And this gentleman that we got coming up, we were in the middle of an interview. He came and sat in the heat, was working on his speech for the Hall of Fame, and did not mind one bit sitting there. He had just got done with all his turn-ins. So I guess we'll just go ahead and do the interview, and then you can hear what this is. Tuffy Stone, so.
Yeah, you almost got the sense that he felt like he was taking up our time.
Right. And that's, like I said, he's classy. So here's the interview from Tuffy.
Okay, hey, welcome back. And, folks, we have got a real treat for you today. I've watched this gentleman on TV for a lot of years. I've watched him compete. I've watched him judge. And today we found out that he is going into the Hall of Fame. It is Mr. Tuffy Stone, and as far as I'm concerned, he is Mr. Barbecue Pitmaster. Tuffy, I've watched you, and you have helped me so much. I'm going to tell you what. I listen to your judging, and there's times I'm thinking, why did he say that? And then you show it on the meat and stuff like that, and you've helped me a lot in my cooking, too.
Well, I'm glad I did. I was just talking to someone earlier today, and it's amazing that barbecue has made it, to television and the growth that we've seen, and I've had so many people that have come up to me that have shared that watching us actually, helped them, or watching us got them inspired to get a barbecue pit and go out there and compete. And so that's pretty cool. But, this right now, we're sitting here at the 39th American Royal.
Yes.
And how awesome is this? I don't know what the final team count was. I think it's around 500 for the open and
right.
Like 180, 190 for the invitation.
That's what I heard.
But, I don't know. Barbecue's been so amazing for me. I've been so blessed, and I've been able to travel to different countries through barbecue. And,
right.
and this communal, it's just people like building a fire and seasoning a big old hunk of meat and trying to coax something great out of it. And it's just there's such a broad appeal. Everything's so fast now. It's like, no one's waiting for a letter in the mail anymore. It's a
internet.
Email or text,
yep.
Or tweet or post or whatever it might be. But, when we cook barbecue and we light that grill, whether it's a long cook or a short cook, it's one of these moments where we just kind of like take a pause from all this fast, 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 and just slow down for a second. And I don't know. I love it.
Well, see, you've inspired me a lot there, too, because I listen to the Pitmaster show, and I hear where Everybody else on the panel, the judges, oh, let's cook it hot and fast. You is, let's go low and slow. And yeah, that helps me a lot because that's how I do it.
Well, I love what Myron, I heard Myron say one time. He said, if he can get it hot, he can cook on it. So whether we cook hot and fast, low and slow, medium, there's a lot of ways to get there. You know, just learning the nuances of, you know, when you cook meat at a when you cook meat and your cooker is at a hotter temperature, the internal temperature of the meat is going to go to a higher internal temperature before it's tender. When we cook low and slow, say 200, 225 degrees, that meat's going to get tender at a lower internal temp. So
right,
it might get done at 190 for, say, brisket, and cooking 275, 300, it would go 205, 207, maybe even higher than that. So it becomes this feel thing. I think in competition barbecue, cooking at a higher temperature gets you some sleep, and I think that's
right,
so important in competitive barbecue. But when we're cooking at home, and depending on what kind of cooker you have, you can just take your time a little bit and ease that temperature down, and you know, cut the grass while you're, you know, check the football game score, whatever it might be, and maybe not have to be worried about sleep as much because we didn't start until 8 o'clock in the morning, and we don't need it until supper time.
Well, I got to tell you, my favorite show that you were on for the Barbecue Pitmasters was Johnny Trigg's Shootout.
There are so many things that didn't make it to the television on that show. First of all, they had me set up right between Myron and Johnny.
Uh-huh.
And we get there before sunup, and I don't even think I'd had my coffee yet. And you want to talk about a rough way to start your morning, be hemmed in between Johnny and Myron first thing in the morning. But it was a beautiful piece of property. It was just really gorgeous. And the first turn in, you know, we watched them. We would turn in, then they would set us up, and we could watch. They couldn't see us, but we could watch through video and hear them judging our food. And so after we turned in the first one, I could tell that my food wasn't, they didn't like it as much as I had hoped they would. And so I went back to work on the next round of ribs, and I was like, man, I'm going to fix this. I'm going to make it better. And it was funny. So Myron and Johnny, they turned in on the front end of the turn-in window, and it was chilly out there. And I was like, I saw that, and they've been giving me grief all morning and talking trash. And we still had like 10 minutes left on the window. So I just sat there. They weren't going to start judging until every entry was in. So I sat there for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I turned in my entry.
I bet they were squirming a little bit.
It was funny. Their food had to sit while I sat there. But the funniest thing on that episode, I think, was when Jamie fired them up with the cayenne pepper.
That poor little gal that was on there, she didn't know which way to go.
I know. He fired her up.
And kind of made Johnny mad a little bit because said he destroyed her taste buds. She couldn't taste his then.
I know.
But hey, whatever happened to Paul that was on there?
You know, I think Paul is, I don't think he's on, you know, he was never really doing much on the competition circuit. He's just a really great chef and great with cooking with fire. And so Paul was brought in to be kind of like, a rock star chef.
Oh, okay.
That, you know, he was new to competition barbecue. But from what I understand, Paul's still cooking and still making great food down in Texas. And I think he also enjoys playing music, and I think he's doing well.
Well, good deal. Well, you know, you have your signature, what do you call her, the Cadillac smoker?
Well, my Jambo is, I call that one the Grill Vet.
That's a Grill Vet.
A Grill Vet, and I've got her this weekend here for the 39th Annual American Roll, and that pit's been really good to me. Jamie built that pit for me during the winter of 2004-2005, and back then, he would only build two pits in the winter. And anyways, that pit's been all over the country, and just, like I said, she's been really good to me.
Last night when we got here, we were looking for you. We knew you were here.
All you got to do is look for that red pit.
And that's exactly how we found you.
Yeah.
You know, but you were off at a dinner and stuff. And I got to ask you another question.
Yes, sir.
You are known as the professor.
Yes, sir.
We did a show, and we were talking about how the I don't know what the right word is for it, dichotomy? Is that it? Is that how you cook, by?
You know, John Marcus gave me the name, the nickname, the professor. I was cooking in a barbecue contest in Decatur, Georgia. No, not Decatur. Hold on, I'll think about it here in a second. But I was cooking Dillard, Georgia. Yeah, beautiful contest. Unfortunately, I can't remember if they're still having it or not. But Dillard, Georgia is just a great contest. I was down there cooking by myself one weekend, and John Marcus called me from New York on a Friday evening, and he said, Tuffy, he said, I'd like to send two guys down from New York to Richmond on Monday to film you. He says, I got this idea for a television show. I'm thinking about calling it Barbecue Pitmasters. And I said, well, that's fine, John. You can send them down. He said, I got to tell you, Tuffy, I've cast your role as the professor. He said, Tuffy, you can talk for hours on smoke and wood and fire. And he's right. I can. I take a very studied approach to, and I observe a lot. But anyways, so he gave me that nickname, and then they came in. There's so many funny stories. They came down on that Monday, and I'd done a little bit of TV, but so they mic'd me up, got the video all set up, and Leanne Woodchicks Whippin called me on Monday night because they had filmed her in the daytime on Monday, and she said, Tuffy, I'm so sorry. I'm like, what? What are you sorry about? She said they wanted me to talk trash. They wanted me to talk smack. So I said some things about you. She says, I'm just sorry. And she was the one that, made fun of my spreadsheets and all that.
Yeah. But
anyways, I stayed up all Monday night because I'm not a trash talker. I don't talk smack. And I was like, man, I don't know what I'm going to say. So anyways, I thought about it, and I finally came up with some ideas. And I felt like they were going to be more humorous than they were trash talk. So, for example, I said, I love cooking with Leanne Whippin. I just don't want to cook right beside her because her hair dryer blows out my power every, I was wondering.
Oh, man.
I came up with, I said, I don't know if it's true or not, but I hear he's got a gun in his boot.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was Johnny. And then for Myron, I said, I hear he's the winningest man in barbecue, but I haven't seen any of those trophies.
Man.
So, I did things that were just more, hopefully humorous in nature. But anyways, we shot it. I think it was a week later, the show got greenlit, and off we went. And season one of Barbecue Pitmaster started.
Well, you've had tremendous success when it comes to competitions.
I have.
And it shows now because you're going into the Hall of Fame, and they don't just put anybody in there, sir. And like I said, and I loved when the show was on. I wish it was still on because you guys would at times dig on each other. You would get Myron and stuff like that. And
Myron and I are dear friends. Mo and I are dear friends. Myron and I have eaten more bad takeout food in restaurants all over this country. But we're good friends, and we're about the same age, and so, a lot of our sense of humor is very similar.
Yeah, and you know what? That's what makes it fun, too, though. Yeah. It really does, and I have thoroughly enjoyed watching you.
Well, thank you so much.
And, you're one of the few judges that my daughter recognizes, too, I want to say congratulations again. It's very well deserved. And I am going to Amazon and buying your cookbook.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you so much. It's, cookbook, that was a lot of work, and that, came out in May. I feel pleased with what, the end product was like. There's a couple of things here and there. I didn't want to be on the cover. And this Hall of Fame, just to hear people congratulate me this weekend about it, still just, I'm still just blown away. I'm sitting here, this legal pad here, trying to collect some of my thoughts so that when I go to the ceremony, I can speak to it. I think I only get about 5 minutes to talk, and the real truth is, it'd probably take me about 2 days just to verbalize the names of everybody that's helped me in the world of barbecue, so it's going to be real hard to kind of say what I need to say in 5 minutes. So I'll probably write a piece on it because I've just been so blessed and so fortunate, and things that I've been able to do in the world of barbecue, people I've been able to meet, places I've been able to go. and all that, I still feel like I got so much to do.
You do have a lot. You got a lot of good years left.
I mean, but I feel like I got so much to do to deserve it. You know, it's very, you know, I'm getting inducted with Charlie Burgo and Tootsie today, and Tootsie's 82, I think, and she's been cooking barbecue for 50 years.
Wow.
That's pretty amazing. You know, Charlie Burgos, his restaurant, The Rendezvous, it's been in business 70 years. That's impressive. You know, there's so many of my mentors and my idols that are on that list of Hall of Fame members, and I just, I'm so honored and humbled to be a part of it, and yet I feel like I got a lot of work left to do to really deserve it.
Well, you put into a lot into this, so... Well, I want to thank Tuffy Stone for stopping by. Thank you so much, sir, and congratulations.
I appreciate you having me on the show. Thank you so much, and let's just enjoy the rest of this Royal weekend.
Absolutely. So we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
The Mid-Mo Smoke Show is on ESPN 107.3.
The whole point of this country is if you want to eat garbage, balloon up to 600 pounds, and die of a heart attack at 43, you can. You are free to do so. To me, that's beautiful.
Hey, welcome back to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3 or online at ESPN1073.com. I am your host, Lyle Quast. And this segment, What's Going On in the Barbecue Society, we thought we'd do something a little different. And we are just thoroughly blessed today because we have a lot. We have a guy on the phone who a few weeks ago back at the Royal in Kansas City, took reserve grand champion in the open class. And then last weekend, he went down to Tennessee and took grand champion at the Jack Daniel's World Championships. His name is Mr. David Bosca, and he is with Butcher Barbecue in Chandler, Oklahoma. Good morning, David.
Good morning, man. Thanks for letting me come on this bright and early morning.
Well, thank you for coming on. I know you've probably, since winning those championships and stuff, you've been a pretty busy man probably. And so thanks for taking a little time. Pardon me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, so have you made it over to the to make it on Good Morning America and all them yet?
No, they may not know anything about me.
Well, anybody who knows about barbecue knows about Butcher Barbecue. So, well, David, go ahead and tell us a little bit of your experience down there and how it went and stuff like that.
For the first time, we got to take our two son-in-laws. It was a great, fun trip with them, and I had a couple friends from a town just close to us. They got to go. So we had four new people got to travel with us, get to experience Lynchburg. The whole gathering around there is just unreal great. The whole community, the town, the two or three towns around it, every single person is so nice. It's unreal. We've been there six times, and I don't believe out of any of those times we ever ran into anybody that wasn't cordial or nice. You get down there in Lynchburg. It's just a small town, about like what I was raised in, live in now. It's got an old town square. It's got the old jail right there. I'm sure they used the jail in the past for folks like Jack, but that's here nor there.
Well, things will happen.
Yeah, we pull in on Thursday, and we disconnect our trailer, and we don't really set up much. We go up to the town square, eat lunch, visit the store, and then go over and do a tour of the distillery, and we come back and went to the hotel. And Friday, we all pile back in. Now we're getting it's competition day. We got our meat inspected. We did what we do to the meat. We inject it, rub it, put it in a nice chest, and fire off our eppies that evening. And we start cooking and turn in our boxes on Saturday and hope for the best.
Right. Well, when you were sitting there, did you have a good feeling or were you nervous about the turn-in?
Everybody gets nervous if you feel like you did good. And we had a good cook. We're super honest with ourselves. We don't go to the awards expecting something if we weren't happy with it.
Right.
We were pleased with I was pleased with three of the four categories. The fourth one I liked, but it was what I call a half a step behind of what I was really wanting to turn in. But it was good.
Right.
But it just wasn't – it wasn't Jack Daniel's top notch, but it was damn good food. we were sitting there, and we got we entered the sauce category, which doesn't count for the grand champion overall, but it's kind of a nice ancillary to hear your name called.
Right.
And we ended up, we got second in that. Then they start in on the four main meats, and we got third in chicken, and you're like, all right. You know, you always go to yourself, well, you got to get a chicken call to give yourself a chance.
Yes.
If you don't get a chicken call, immediately you start thinking, God, I hope I'm in the top 15 now. But at least you know where you sit. So we got third. We go through the ribs, and we really liked ribs. They didn't get a call, but you don't know where you're at. And we ended up, I don't even remember, 16th, 17th. So we were in the hunt. We had a 173 in ribs out of a 180 possible.
That's not bad.
No, I was pleased with that. We got go through pork, and all the way through chicken and ribs, we never heard a double call. Not one person had already heard their name twice. So you're like, well, there's a chance.
Right.
Of course, we started hearing two call names, and we're like, okay, here we go. We're starting to hear them. Well, we ended up being fourth. So we had two top five calls. And you always think, man, it's, if you're going to get a call, let's be in the top five. So we gave ourselves a chance, and I'm sitting there going, man, just let me hear a brisket call. Let me hear a brisket call. that was the main thing, because then I know I gave myself an honest chance to do some good. We did not get a brisket call. And the only team there that we could think of that had three calls was Darren Worth with Iowa Smoky D's.
Right.
Like, golly, that man's a machine. And he won the Royal when we reserved it. And so now we're sitting there going, well, here we go again. We're all battling for second place and just didn't know it. And they go on calling it. And I had called a couple other teams for second and third. I told my brother and my son-in-law, I said, I bet we'll be about top five. I mean, the calls we got and the ones that I didn't hear called, I was in my heart really thinking, well, we'll be top five. That's pretty dang good. I'll take that any day. Then they called the sixth, fifth, fourth, and the guy in fourth, I had it reserved. And I went, holy crud, man. And then the guy in third place, I was like, wow, I'd never even thought of that. But he did have two calls.
Right.
And we're sitting there, and then they called Darren out for second place, reserve grand. And I went, holy crud. And a buddy of ours come running across the floor, and he's just looking at me and yelling. And I look at him, and I said, don't you say a dang word. Don't you say it. I said, you'll jinx me. And I said, I ain't looking at you. I just kept telling him. And then he mentions another team out of Kansas City, and Martin and I, my brother, we look at each other and says, oh, we forgot all about them. They had two calls. We're sitting on two calls. And you're like, someone's fixing to get upset. And then whenever the announcer up there, he started saying B-U-T-C-H, Butcher. Oh, my gosh, my heart fell. I mean, just all the work you put into it, that's all I could do to keep dry eyes. I mean, I'm a big old dude, and that's just a lot of work put into it.
Well, let me ask you, I've seen you perform on Barbecue Pit Masters. You placed reserve at the Royal this year. And now there's Jack Daniels. Out of all three of them, you know, you got to the finals of barbecue, Pitmasters there. Which one was more nerve-wracking?
The Jack.
The Jack was?
In 2012, we won the World Food Championships out in Las Vegas. And they got down to the final of that one, and I didn't even know we'd won it. They called the top 10 teams to the front. And we were sitting there, and they started calling all them guys off, and they got down, called the reserve, and we're the only ones standing there. And my brothers are going nuts, going, you won it. I said, no, man, Salsa's still in it. And he's like, no, you're it. I didn't even realize that. I mean, I didn't have a chance to get nervous there. I didn't think about it.
Yeah. Well, you know, with all this fame you're getting now in barbecue and everything, you're going to probably have to hire somebody to run the butcher shop, aren't you?
I don't know about fame. I don't know about that. It's a lot of fun. We've had a blast running the circuit, and we'll continue running it. I just like making my spices and my injections and the sauces, and helping people cook and doing all that. And we'll go cook again, and we'll just pass it on. That's our whole thing.
Well, and you are a great ambassador, David, for this, for barbecue. You really are. You are a class act. And I went to your website, and I've decided that after you went into Jack and placed where you did at the Royal, I think I'm going to purchase some of your rubs. That if it does it for you, it's got to improve me. You know?
We appreciate that.
And
so I've got to imagine that the weather was a bit kinder to you at the Jack than it was at the Royal. I remember you were a tad warm.
Yeah, it was quite cool at the Jack, and it rained. We were in a mud hole of about 3 to 4 inches of rain and mud.
Oh, wow. Oh gosh.
It misted and rained for probably 24 straight hours.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Man. Well, your brother's the one that cooks with you, isn't it?
Yes, he is.
Well, he's a nice guy, too, because, you know, I met you at the Royal, and I met him finally at the Royal. You guys are a great family. Like I said, you're great ambassadors, David. And I know you're a busy guy right now. And I want to thank you for taking the time to allow us to come into your life and share with our listeners what's going on. And congratulations.
Thanks for having us on. You bet.
All right. We'll talk to you again soon, hopefully. And if you're into listening, next week, I think we're going to be, or 2 weeks, we're going to be doing your interview we did at the Royal.
Nice. Real nice. I appreciate that.
So, all right. Well, congratulations, David, and have a great day.
Yes, sir. Thanks.
Thank you. All right. Well, I guess we're going to take a little break and come back with our recipe of the week. And as always, once we do the interview, we find out something that these guys we talked to, their recipe. So you're listening to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3 and or go online at ESPN1073.com. I am Lyle Quaston. We'll be right back.
But I have to interrupt real quick because we forgot to mention that this segment of the Mid-Mo Smoke Show was sponsored by Cowtown USA in Cuba. Your next UTV or ATV is only one click away at CowtownUSAInc.com.
This is the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3.
Welcome back to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show. I'm your host, Lyle Quast, and this segment of our show is brought to you by Wind Supply in Rolla, offering the best prices and selection on Traeger Pillar cookers and Milwaukee tools. And also, they are the new supplier to Yummy Tummy Barbecue Sauce. So anybody who's still grilling, which they should be, get on down there. And that's Wind Supply of Rolla. It's located on Twitty Drive in Rolla. And now it is time for this week's recipe of the week, which is brought to you by Timber Charcoal, making outstanding hardwood lump charcoal for over 40 years and available at Cox Brothers in St. James. And this week, Colin has got a good one for us.
Yeah, we obviously had our Royal interview with Tuffy Stone, and as has become pretty much the procedure on the Smoke Show nowadays, I have checked out the website and coolsmokebarbecue.com. That's barbecue spelled out, but with a Q.
Yeah.
And there is a recipe section. It's a pretty well laid out website. But anyway, we found a recipe here, and it is competition ribs. So when you figure all the accolades that Tuffy Stone has amassed for himself.
Absolutely.
Tuffy's competition ribs, this will be one to write down. And you will want to write this down because there's quite a bit. Or you can go to Mid-Mo Smoke Show page on ESPN1073.com and you can check out our recipes. So the ingredients here I will read off. We have, for the rubs and ribs, a half cup of light brown sugar, a quarter cup of sweet paprika, a tablespoon of chili powder, a tablespoon of onion powder, a tablespoon of garlic powder, a tablespoon of cayenne, a tablespoon of kosher salt, a tablespoon of ground black pepper, and two racks of St. Louis cut pork spare ribs, about 3 pounds each. Now for the sauce. 3 cups of ketchup, 1 cup of dark brown sugar, 3/4 cups of distilled white vinegar, 2 tablespoons of molasses, 1 tablespoon of Worcestershire sauce, Man, always trips me up. 1 tablespoon of chili powder, 1 tablespoon of sweet paprika, 1 teaspoon of onion powder, 1 teaspoon of garlic powder, 1/2 teaspoon of cayenne, 1/2 teaspoon of ground black pepper, 3/4 cups of water, 1/2 cup of honey, 2 teaspoons of apple cider vinegar, 1/2 cup of apple juice, 8 tablespoons of unsalted butter melted, and 1/4 cup of light brown sugar.
That is quite a recipe.
Yeah, let me take a minute to catch my breath. So, there are 3 steps. You're going to make the rub, which is to mix the sugar, paprika, chili, onion, and garlic powders, the cayenne, the salt, and the pepper in a bowl, and apply a generous coat of rub to the ribs and let sit for 1 hour. Meanwhile, make the sauce. Whisk together the ketchup, sugar, vinegar, molasses, Worcestershire, chili powder, paprika, onion and garlic powders, cayenne, pepper, and 3/4 cups of water in a 4-quart saucepan and bring to a simmer over medium heat. Cook, stirring until thickened, which takes about 20 minutes. Remove from the heat and measure 1 cup into a bowl and stir in 1/4 cup of honey and the apple cider vinegar. Set that aside and reserve the remaining sauce for another use. Pour apple juice into a spray bottle and set that aside. Prepare your cooker or grill. If using a grill, set it up 2-zone method so that you have both a direct and indirect cooking area. This can be achieved by turning off one of the burners on a gas grill or by putting lit coals on only 1/2 of the bottom of a charcoal grill. If using a grill, cook on the side of the grill that doesn't have hot coal or on the side that the burner is off. Place ribs meat side up on the grill grate, maintaining a temperature of 275 degrees. If using a kettle grill or a bullet smoker, replenish fire with unlit coals as needed to maintain temperature. See instructions. Then cook, spraying with juice every 30 minutes for 2 hours. Remove the ribs from the grill, transfer to 2 large stacked sheets of foil, drizzle butter, honey, and sugar evenly over both sides of the ribs, position the ribs meat side down, and close foil around ribs. Return to the grill and cook for 2 hours or until tender. This can be checked with a skewer or a meat thermometer. Internal temperature will be around 203 to 205 degrees. Carefully uncover the ribs and discard the foil. Brush a coat of sauce on both sides of the ribs and return to the grill/cooker. Cook for 15 minutes to set the sauce and serve with the remaining sauce on the side. Now, as some of you may know, I am a student at the engineering college over at Missouri University of Science and Technology. And I can tell you that this read very similar to some of the lab procedures that I've gone through.
There's a reason they call him the professor.
Yeah, that is no longer a mystery to me.
But, you know, I was sitting here listening to you read that off and about the sauce and everything.
Mm-hmm.
The sauce does sound pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And I do know from watching him on TV that that does thicken really well on the meat. So.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to get some sticky ribs there. There's no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Colin, today we have had just, to me, I think, one fantastic show. We got blessed with the Tuffy Stone interview, and then David Bosca taking his time to come in and talk to us.
Yeah, that's really amazing because it's one thing when you're out at a barbecue competition and people are coming up and talking to you and that kind of thing, but when some people call you at 8:30 on a Saturday morning,
yes,
and you're willing to...
Well, that's class there.
Right. And that just goes to show that, because he's busy today. He's got stuff to do. He's a hardworking man. But he made it a point to come and help us sort of grow the exposure of barbecue. And
right.
I think that shows a real commitment towards the community, towards the sport of competition barbecue that I think is common across all of these cooks.
Yes.
And you see... So many of them, they recognize that it's about something that's bigger than themselves, and they're very committed to it. And Tuffy talked about it in the interview, about the TV coverage and things like that, and we talked with Melissa Cookston and all these people, and most of them have this common goal of sustaining barbecue into the
exactly.
future with the kids' cues and that kind of thing. And it's just sort of a kind of a heartwarming thing to see these people, these huge names that are not above stepping down to the little guys here at the Midmo Smoke Show
right.
and trying to help us achieve our goals as well.
Well, you know, from everything David's told us, and, you know, Tuffy, we already know, is in the Hall of Fame. I think it's probably a safe bet to Butcher's Barbecue is going to wind up in the Barbecue Hall of Fame too.
At this rate, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
You know, and the neat part of this, and you just said it, they're champions, they're world champions. You know, in other sports, they get pretty big headed.
Oh, sure.
But you hear, you know, David this morning, I said, now, you know, now, told him now that he's famous and all this. He goes, I'm not famous. He said, I just enjoy cooking.
At least by Midmo Smoke Show standards, he's certainly famous.
Absolutely. And I sure hope that our listeners are enjoying hearing these interviews as much as we had fun doing them.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
The weather was bad. Don't get me wrong. It wasn't cold. It was hot.
Right.
And, you know, my old saying is I can take off or put on enough clothes to stay warm.
Yeah.
That day, they did not want me to take off that many clothes to stay cool.
Well, they had the kids' queue going on, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
But.
And, you know, you might have seen a little guy running around with a harpoon, too. But,
yeah.
You know, from, okay, we've had Tokyo, Japan on the show.
We had
England.
Yep.
And now we're getting these guys from all over the United States.
Yeah, that was our, what, third or fourth barbecue pitmaster that was on the show?
Yes.
It just...
And it doesn't matter where they rank in the barbecue world.
Mm-mm.
If you listen to them talk, they've all got the same thing. You know, I want to promote barbecue. I want it to be the best that it can be.
Right.
And that, to me, like I said, that is class right there.
Yep.
And
speaking of class, got to remember to throw our shout out to Josh with Yummy Tummy. I got a text with a confirmation from, I believe it's UPS or USPS, that the shirts that he has made up especially for us are on the way. So Josh from Yummy Tummy is taking care of us, so we're going to make sure to take care of him. You can get that at Cooking From Scratch or Wind Supply, or for a little while longer, you can shout out to Matt Glenn, who is a distributor, and check out some of the Yummy Tummy sauce. And like we always say, he is not a paid sponsor. We just really like the sauce that
absolutely
much.
And he's got that new one coming up.
Mm-hmm. Reaper.
The Reaper. I think it's going to be fantastic. So it's time to wrap today up. And the Midmo Smoke Show is heard live every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. This show is produced in the Mid-Missouri Media Studios in Rolla, Missouri, and engineered by Colin Fisher. Don't forget, you can always listen to the podcast of this show. Just go to our website at ESPN1073.com. Click programming in the Midmo Smoke Show. I'm Lyle Quast, and thanks for joining us. Until next week, we'll smoke you later.
You've been listening to the Midmo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3 with expert advice from the pitmaster, Lyle Quast. Saturdays from 9 till 10 a.m. on ESPN 107.3.